There'll be days like this when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this, everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this when you don't need to worry. There'll be days like this when no one's in a hurry. There'll be days like this when you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Okay, Malcolm Go Podcast. It is October 28th. Very close to Halloween. Tony and Tyler here. A depressing week for the boys, I guess, to say the least.
I'm going to be honest.
Have we fallen into the mighty depths of the terrible teams?
I'm going to be honest. It didn't, as bad as it was, like as bad, like if you were just like.
It felt silly to me. It felt watching it was like, this is not.
Something's all fucked up with everything. Maybe it's just our headphones.
It's the headphones definitely just fucked up.
But honestly, like I'm a little crazy. Like I've admitted, I'm a bit of just like a crazy, like I just trust the Patriots all the time.
You're going to win.
But I didn't think that was that bad.
You didn't? That beating that they took wasn't that bad.
All right. What are the Patriots' strengths?
Right now?
What would you say if you had to pick their strengths? What are their strengths?
Running the football
on offense.
Maybe. I don't know. After the last two games, I don't know. Do they have one?
Their weakness is maybe the special offensive
teams, I would say. Special teams is maybe their only
Here's what happened. They came out, right? You can just take the second half drive. Yeah. They came out, first play, hand the ball off 12 yards. Second play, hand the ball off like another 11 yards. Third play, they run play action, someone's wide open. Fourth play, it's like, all right, we get it. But go run the ball again. Yeah. They go back, they run a screen pass, gets 12 yards. Now McDaniels gets a little cocky. It's first down. They've marched the ball down the field. Their quarterback had one of the worst passing performances in a first half I've seen
in history of the NFL.
Since playing in Pop Warner football. Like that
was embarrassingly bad all around. Like to the point where they were like, did COVID-19 literally zap everything out of him? Even though he had
had
zero symptoms according to everybody. Apparently it zapped his football ability out like the Like Mike basketball sneakers from Little Bow Wow.
So you get first down at the 20-yard line, the first drive you've had all day, because in the first half, you completed, one first down, maybe? I think it was
out the game. I don't know. I took it as, like, they're just going to get their dick kicked in.
But here's what
happened. They couldn't stop them.
So they get one first down the entire first half. They got three on that drive, and then they have first down at the 20-yard line, and what does McDaniels do? He drops Cam back on a three-step drop. Gets absolutely annihilated on a 9-yard sack, drive fails, kick a field goal, game's over. They need to figure out that if they just run the ball 80% of the time, they have a chance to win games. 80%
of the time
is how much I want them to run the ball.
But why can they go to fucking Seattle and throw the ball?
That was the worst thing that ever happened to this.
Yeah.
To McDaniels, to Cam, to anyone. It got Edelman hurt. Because Edelman is done.
He can't move anymore.
Another game against Seattle.
He's throwing helmets on the sidelines.
I didn't see it.
No receptions.
He can't. He's done.
I don't know if he's done, but like he's definitely fighting through like an injury that would put so many people on.
Yeah.
They're like, it's literally, like I understand that you can't move right now, but if you aren't playing, we're fucked. Like that's Belichick definitely going up to him. He's like, if you don't go out there, do you realize what we have?
So
even the threat of Julian Edelman's name alone is like, okay, at least there's somebody.
It draws something, yeah.
At least there's somebody there.
And he's getting double teamed a lot, and he's not going to be a double team at this point. Like, no. Let's be real. Also,
he was getting single covered by a linebacker all game.
I just think if they just stuck to running the ball, complete running the ball. I honestly, I'm about 80% is what I want. I'd accept 75%.
So you're talking about, yeah, like
but
three,
just run the
three,
fucking
four
football.
Out of every five plays we run.
I think most
the fucking the 49ers did it,
and it works.
Yeah,
and I think most of the time when they run the ball, third and four, yeah. they should hand the ball off every time. And
just go for it on fourth down if it gets like fourth and an inch.
Just go back to Pop Warner football yeah, exactly. at this point. Like the offensive line is by far your best unit on
besides D-backs.
Offense. Yeah,
easily
probably
on
D-backs,
offense.
But easily your best unit on offense. Run the fucking football. You have no other option.
There is
and
nothing
instead,
else.
Instead, you Block. Decide to throw the ball with a quarterback who
can't.
I mean, what was that throw into the ground? Like there was a couple.
There
times,
were so
like,
many that he was just like, I was like, what is that? There was the first interception was just like, why did it just fall? It was like a wiffle ball almost. Like he threw it straight and it just dove down like at the last second and like literally the linebacker had to dive to catch it.
There was like that third and eight where he threw the ball and then he looked around like,
what happened?
Dude, why did you throw the ball yeah. like that? Like he looked around like he didn't
quarterbacks,
throw
that. Like when the wide receivers don't know who the ball's going to, like there's a problem. Like was that intended for me?
Yeah.
And I mean, he missed. I mean, there was like nothing. He threw one good pass and you're just looking at his mechanics and you're like, is he an NFL thrower?
It's
like, can
bad.
He pass? Like, I know he's got an arm for days, but is he. And people always talk about how accurate he is and all this bullshit. I was like, can he throw
Cam's
the ball?
Cam's accurate?
Not here.
Here's what happened. I was watching the game, and my girlfriend goes, he kind of does this thing where his arm goes, like, into the ground.
Because
like,
that, my uncle was saying that the other day.
It didn't dawn on me. Because
he's so
at
tall,
it,
he
like,
has to throw down to
that's
people.
That's not true. He's not that tall.
He's 6'5".
He doesn't have to throw down to people.
No, I mean, Tom Brady's 6'4", so I mean, it's
people.
Not much different.
And everyone says he throws side up. No, he throws like an outfielder. He throws yeah. wrong. You like
throws three quarters.
Yeah, it's
and he throws it so hard that his left his head whips like he's getting whiplash. So the one pass he threw, which was a good pass actually, it was like a 20 yard pass at like the for a first down. I think it was actually called back on a penalty, but he threw it and he threw it so hard that his head whipped to the left. And I'm like, what? Did anybody see that? And like every fucking other throw he had. He's not stepping into the throw. His foot is going to the left, and it's just affecting him completely. He's throwing with his feet parallel to the offensive line, and he has zero accuracy whatsoever. I don't know what happened. Like, literally Seattle. I think Seattle is, like, the worst secondary in the league, and so it's not.
I don't know. Didn't we get a pick six in that game?
In Seattle.
Yeah. So you take those points off the board. They ended up with 25, right?
I don't know. It was like 39 to something. I think I feel like it was Seattle scored something in the 30s, high 30s, and we were right behind them. Obviously, we lost by I think 5 points.
Or yeah,
or 6 points, one or the other. Either way, I mean,
thought it was like 35-31, but
the fucking 49ers have an Arena League offense that literally these people just fucking wander around, like fucking literally go by. They do motions. Like I honestly, I don't even know. Motion rules to me, like, why is that not false start? Like, these guys are running around and they move forward. I thought you weren't allowed to move forward in a motion. I don't know how those fucking rules work anymore.
Unless you come to like a pause.
Yeah, but what? Like, all right, but you can motion from wide receiver, then come back around the running backs, like literally around in a semicircle, like reset and then take a pitch. It was fucking insane. I'm like, watch. I'm like, because you remember like the arena leagues, like, or like. You could like get a running start from the fucking back.
This is great.
Yeah.
I don't think the defense played bad.
They couldn't. They played terrible. They couldn't.
No.
It was an all running game, and they couldn't stop toss sweep the whole game. Every toss sweep went for 10 plus.
But when you.
And they ran it 70 times.
I mean.
That was basic.
They tried to
being out toughed at home.
It wasn't out toughed. The defense was trying, like they treat every possession like they might need to score in this possession in order to win a game. So you have guys who like, I mean, you watched it a few times, like guys who were trying to make plays on simple run plays. It's like just make the stop. You don't need to try to
punt,
come inside and get a 5 yard sack, maybe punch it out. It was a time and time again, you just saw guys trying to do way too much on defense. They try to pick off every ball. They, They're trying to make every tackle in the backfield. Like,
for what it's worth, I mean, I didn't think fucking Garoppolo threw the ball all that well either. I mean, he had two picks. One sailed. I mean, he had a couple good ones, but he hasn't completed a pass all season, but 20 yards in the air.
Yeah, and this is
and
also
he doesn't
like,
have to.
If we were to play, if the Pats were to play.
Why are they even paying that amount of money?
Garoppolo?
Yeah.
I mean.
He doesn't have to throw the ball deep, ever. He just has to dink and dunk the whole
would
way.
Would you pay Garoppolo? Would you take Garoppolo for that money right now, this year?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, so that's why they're.
Although, I don't know if, Jimmy Garoppolo could do anything with his offense. It's not. It has
I don't
zero
think the
imagine,
is that bad.
It has zero imagination. It's literally like, you know, when like people say like, we're gonna be hard nosed, like we're gonna be the hard nosed up downhill team. You know what I mean? That's what like I envision the Patriots saying in practice. They're like, okay, we're gonna run these simple routes, and we're gonna run straight at you. Like there's nothing, no deception whatsoever.
Here's what makes Brady like even better after you like watching a team without Brady is that what they do on defense is week in, week out, the defense is going to be completely different and you don't know what they're getting.
Yeah.
And on offense, they kind of did that, but Brady could do everything.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter what they did because Brady could do everything. Now it's like, oh no, we need to be one dimensional.
We have to do just this.
If we could just do one thing, that would be great for this offense.
And
that's how bad they are.
I've legitimately had it with Cam Newton holding the ball. Like, if that first read doesn't open, just fucking go. Like,
but they are open. That's why he's all fucked up.
I know.
It's because they're open.
But he doesn't know how to throw fast enough.
And then he doesn't throw it, and then he's like, oh, fuck, that guy was open.
Yeah.
And now
he's like,
fucked.
Fuck, I had him.
They are open. And that's the most aggravating thing. It's like
he missed fucking, he missed a wide open Demir Byrd by a country mile.
That guy is, he's good.
He's the best player.
He's good.
He's the best wide receiver by far right now.
Harry doesn't deserve the heat he's getting.
No.
Harry, the fact
he's
that he held on to that ball when he got fucking destroyed.
Did he hold on to it? He got a fucking kill shot, by the way, which Wes Welker had to have coached it on the San Francisco. That's exactly what he did to fucking Aqib Talib when he was a wide receiver at fucking Denver. He fucking, he does a code red kill shot right on N'Keal Harry, who we're definitely not going to have this week.
No. Harry,
he might not play for 10 weeks.
He was walking sideways.
On Queer Street, as they say.
I haven't seen someone walk sideways. That's like an SEC thing. Like, that only happens now in the SEC. Like, no one walks sideways after a hit.
No.
In the SEC, that is the one league where it's like, yeah, we're going to let that. That's how we play football.
There's really, and then there was a story that came out that I just read that, like, N'Keal Harry stopped playing football, like, in his youth for 6 years because he had so many concussions. And now he's getting concussions in the NFL. What a disaster. I just want to support him so bad. And I was looking at, like, you know, they were doing things where, like, you know how Brady would get rid of the ball in, like, under three seconds? That was, like, that's, like, the Patriots offense. Get rid of it under three. And they were showing
stills. It's like, is it
stills.
The Patriots offense or is it just Brady?
No, well, they were showing stills of, like, the Patriots offense, under 3 seconds. And there was fucking Edelman's open. Harry's open.
Bird's open.
Open.
Yeah.
And
fucking, White is open.
And Harry's just holding. I mean, and Newton's just holding it. I don't know if he's trying to go for a home run constantly or what.
I would live and die. I mean, unless they're going to run the read option, which I don't even remember a single play where they ran that this game.
No.
Like, what the fuck are they? McDaniels is probably the most overrated offensive coordinator of all time. He could be at the level that, who's the coach for the Jets?
Gase.
Yeah. Who was, like, wasn't he Peyton Manning's, like, QB coach?
No, he's Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator in Denver, which is meaningless.
It's exactly what Josh McDaniels might be. Like, yeah. Josh McDaniels is starting to look like he might be the most overrated coach in the history of football.
I don't know. I like Josh. He knows, like, how to call an offense.
Does he?
But I don't know.
Why are you not running the fucking football?
Ever.
I don't understand. But, and then why do you have to... He tries to get too fancy. Like,
but there's nothing
in
on the
football.
The fucking trick plays come out. That's when you know the Patriots are fucking doomed, is when... Like, it's never fun, like, oh, first quarter, let's throw a fucking a flea flicker out there. It's always, we have nothing left. This is what we have. Like a double pass from Edelman to a running back. It's insanity.
Yeah.
Throwback to Cam Newton.
It's just...
But are you, I mean, you hate to say it, but, like, are you nervous, like, if Cam Newton starts running 12, 13 times a game anymore?
What
at the beginning
nervous?
Of the year.
What are the other options?
Exactly. Right? And, I mean... He's probably finished.
I'm nervous if he starts next game. I want Stidham to start.
Stidham's just as bad.
I'm willing to accept the two picks he might throw every game to get like life into the offense. And Stidham will run the ball because when you're bad at quarterback, like you need to dive head first for first downs.
Yeah.
So that's what Stidham's going to have to do. So it's like it kind of balances out. Like
there's no, I don't know, unless they win in Buffalo. I see no reason why Cam Newton shouldn't be running for 15 plays a game. He should be running every, you know, he's probably trying to conserve himself, but conserve yourself for what, buddy?
If you don't make the playoffs
with this team or fucking win 8 games at least and show something off, you're fucking done. No one's going to come get you next year.
No. And you're doing it with a team.
Do what you're the best at.
A great offensive line.
And great coach.
And a great running game.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all right, the receivers, could you blah,
they
blah, blah.
They can block, though. Yeah. That's all
like,
you need.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know how bad the receivers are, really. Are they that bad? Like, a little part of me is like, I don't know if Harry...
Not having a tight end
if Harry played with
brutal.
Russell Wilson, would he be Metcalf?
No.
That's my feeling. I think my
argument online I've had with a few people was, Harry wouldn't be as good as Metcalf in Seattle. But Metcalf would be the exact same as N'Keal Harry in New England. This is exactly what I would think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's so much situational. Like, you just get so lucky in the NFL to be in the right spot at the right time where, I don't know. I don't know if Harry is good or bad. Like, I still don't know.
I don't know if he has the, I mean, he's tough, clearly. He's taken fucking a lot of hard shots and made
some
tough catches.
And he's held on to some balls.
But, like, I don't know if he's got that heart, that dog in him that, like, you saw, like, Metcalf ran down that guy this week.
That is, like a once-in-a-generational play, though.
That's, Ben Watson did it. I mean, people have that in
them.
Ben
Watson played in the NFL until he was 40 at tight end. Like,
I know.
Another guy who was like, it makes sense now. When he did that at the time, you're like, oh, that guy's just like a fast guy who can't catch.
He came from the other side of the field at and caught Champ Bailey 100 yards down the field.
That was one of the greatest plays. Yeah.
But, I don't know. Does he have that in him? Fuck, who knows? Because I can't get over... there was just so much. It was just blatted me. It was just a fucking, a blur of a mess. It was, the offense was so slow and...
There was nothing. They had 3 minutes of that's
what
why I
for
don't...
like 60
I can't
yards?
Even blame the defense for playing bad because... They were on the field for 26 minutes in the first half.
Yeah.
The offense got one first down, maybe two. I think it was one, though. So it's like, did the defense play bad? I don't even know because they didn't even have a chance to play.
Yeah.
They didn't have a chance to play. And I honestly think, like, if they came out, scored a touchdown on that first drive, that San Francisco offense isn't as good as they were.
No.
We're trying to make too many plays. And once you start like trying
they
to make too many plays in the run
no
game,
no ability
play
to come from
open.
Behind. They're terrified to like try and have to come from
we
behind.
We talked about this at the start of the year. Like they,
there's
because
no
they
ability
refuse
to do
just,
it.
Their only option to come from behind is run the ball. Like they literally have to run the ball
and score a touchdown maybe every single time. Because how do you score fast in the NFL without throwing?
That's the problem. Is like I don't even think they need to score fast. Like if they just run the ball.
Well, this is an old.
If they came out second
offense,
second
where
half.
You just have to control the clock and run, but you got to score and you got to get first downs.
Well, in order to control the clock, you need
tougher.
To run the ball.
You have to be tougher than other teams.
Why was Cam throwing it so much in the first half? I can remember like 7 times where like what is that? What was a bad pass? It's like maybe just hand that off and
give me one. Give me something. Make a positive fucking play. You know what I mean? I don't care if you run for 3 yards or throw for it. When's the last time he dumped off to a fucking tight end? Or dumped off, like, okay, nobody's open. Dump off your last option for like a 2-3 yard gain. You know what I mean?
I would
never.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
There was a fucking thing going around, and I had no idea it existed, but apparently it was a thing in Carolina that Cam Newton just never throws to the right. Did you read about this?
Honestly, every throw I can think of is to the left.
Yeah,
that's weird.
He never throws to the right. He throws like 11% of his passes to the right side of the field. He's going to get like the fucking Manny Ramirez shift where there's just going to be 11 defenders on the left side of the field pretty soon.
David Ortiz. Manny could hit Oppo home runs.
Yeah,
like,
David Ortiz.
Ain't no shit.
Whoever
Manny
the
is the best right-handed hitter of arguably all time. But when before we got Cam, I was fully on board with
just going with
Stidham. I was on board. I didn't want Cam. I said
I didn't
that.
Either.
But as soon as we got Cam, I am such a Patriot sucker. I'm fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I was so deep in the propaganda that it was like, I thought we had the next, Jimmy Garoppolo. Even though Jimmy Garoppolo is not the Jimmy Garoppolo I think everybody thought they were getting. Everyone, I think, assumed he was the next Brady, the best fucking next best thing in quarterbacking. And then he's good, but he's not, he's just, a high middle-of-the-road quarterback. You know, he's probably in the second tier. Maybe he's, 11 or 12 in the league, right? And then so they were talking up Stidham, oh, they love Stidham. So I was like, oh, maybe he's, kind of like Garoppolo. And he goes out there and he throws an interception almost every single time.
Well, I mean, the pick he threw this game was real bad. But yeah. Here's the thing. I don't think I think Stidham at least has an arm.
He can throw, and he can throw with a little touch, too.
And he kind of, looks around. When he draws back to pass, he kind of looks around the field.
Well,
here's Damian Harris's rushing yards.
In this game?
10 for 58. He averaged 5.8 yards a carry. His long was a 12, so it wasn't like he was crushing.
But what happened at the end of the game? Was that a lot of that at the end of the game? I don't know. I don't remember.
But why are you not handing the ball
just
off?
Just run it to him.
And then, Newton ran five times. Burkhead ran four.
Burkhead
Stidham two. Myers one. So realistically, the running backs had 14 Myers. Carries this game.
Yeah.
There's no game where we shouldn't be running the ball 35 times. The running back should have 22 to 27 carries a game.
There was no I don't know. Like I said, it just got out of hand too quick.
It did, but it really,
once they got down
because
by,
they tried to throw the
once
ball.
Once it got down by 17, it was fucking okay, what are we doing here? We can't run because we can't even, it's just going too slow. They fuck something up. They get a false start or a hold and then just stunt the entire thing. But the inability to take the easy passes, they literally have to take Cam Newton and break him down to the very, just make him a clean slate, pretend he never existed anywhere else and just teach him Patriots offense 101. Literally go, okay, hand off, look at your first read, second read, not open, dump off, dump off, dump off, and just first downs. The whole thing is first down, first down, first down, take a shot maybe, first down, first down, first down, touchdown. You know what I mean? It's not fucking, it's not Cam Newton looking in the deep third every single fucking time to throw.
Well, that's also that's what Brady did to win those Super Bowls.
Yeah, dump it off constantly.
All right, here's
James White had 10,000 catches against Atlanta.
The games we need to emulate are vague, against the Raiders.
Yeah.
9 rushes, running backs. 9 rushes, 117. 6 for 49. 11 for 43. That's what they need to do.
That was what Sony Michel,
Taylor and Burkhead.
Taylor, Burkhead, yeah.
And then I don't even care if you go with Damon Harris because the next game he had
100 and something again.
Yeah,
100
against KC.
City.
So you just need to run the fucking football 30 times a game.
Yep.
I mean they did it. Well, I mean
they literally
Seattle
need to be the Ravens.
Really fucked them up.
They need to be the Ravens. They just need to run constantly.
San Francisco. Any of these teams that just run the ball,
they can run. Seriously, Baltimore can run so well that Lamar Jackson never throws to a contested receiver, ever.
And when Cam throws the ball,
yeah,
it should be to an uncontested receiver because they're running the ball so well. Yeah. It's not that difficult. Stop trying to make Cam something he's not. He's very simple. He can do a couple things. Let him do it well. The run game is good. I like our running backs. I love our offensive line. And our defense is going to win. So get the defense off the field. They'll make plays for you if you let them.
Yeah. That is unless they lose this week. Do you think, Stephon, what do you think about, what do you hear about the talk of Stephon Gilmore being traded before the deadline?
I don't even hate that only because
his house is for sale and he needs.
I would sell my house too in this
all
market.
Bids are due exactly at the trade deadline. Isn't that a funny coincidence?
I mean, I don't really. I mean, I love Gilmore. I think Gilmore is great. But
he's 31, or maybe he's 30 now.
He's 30?
He's 30.
Listen, I'm 30.
Yeah.
And I'm old.
Yeah, old.
My back hurts.
Exactly. He's 30. He's defensive player of the year last year. So that's the best you're going to get out of him. You can't get better than defensive player of the year.
But let's be realistic, too. Are they going to win the Super Bowl this year?
No.
No. Are they going to win it next year?
Probably not.
No. So, like, if you could get maybe a couple picks or couple good players with a pick.
Granted, Jalen Ramsey was probably, I don't know, he's probably 6 years younger than him. He got 2 first-round picks from the fucking L.A. Rams. Can you get one high draft pick for, like, one top 15 first-rounder for Gilmore?
The thing
right
is,
now?
You need to trade him to a team that...
sucks.
No. That or thinks good, they can win. But they're going to be bad.
Yeah.
Like the Bears.
Yeah, they're like, well, that's good now, but we'll fall off.
Like, we'll give you the Bears are... The are Lions. They're the record? No. Like, whoever has, like, a good
Detroit.
Record...
Detroit's doing pretty good, right?
I don't have a good record? I don't know. They just beat Atlanta. I don't think they're good.
Yeah.
Maybe a team like
You're not gonna trade him in the division.
Where he should go is Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona.
But they're gonna be good.
That's what I'm saying. But that would be a great trade for Arizona.
Yeah.
Where that guy could put you like into that next like real elite level.
You're talking about Patrick Peterson and fucking
they
Patrick Peterson
Honey
and
Badger,
Gilmore.
And then they have the other guy.
Buda Baker. They don't have Honey Badger anymore. He's on Chiefs.
Oh, that's right. Well, they have Baca or whatever.
Buda Baker.
That guy's fucking. I like
He's
that
good.
Guy.
He's the one that got chased down by Metcalf.
Here's the question. Is the white safety on the
white
Chiefs
safety.
Good?
No.
Are we sure? Because I saw him get a pick six like 2 weeks in a row.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know, but I can't tell.
Steve Gregory used to get pick sixes. I think he returned the butt fumble. I'm going to tell you a story about Steve Gregory. He went to Syracuse when I went to Syracuse, and he was so fucking bad. He went there as a wide receiver, and they were like, you stink. We'll put you at safety. And like, somehow he was on the field, and I thought he was the worst football player on the team. I'd go to the games like, he's terrible.
This sounds a lot like a Bridgewater State safety that I knew.
He was like, he's not good. Why is he even on the field? But the team was... I mean, they were winning one game a year at that point. Like, they were literally horrendous. In the Big East, of all places. Like, you're playing fucking UConn and Temple and getting destroyed. I'm like, and he's fucking the worst player on the team. When I saw that he signed, like, a practice squad deal with, like, Arizona, I was like, are you kidding me? He got to the NFL. And then the Patriots signed him as a free agent, and I was like, I can't believe this. And he was starting for the Patriots at safety.
Yeah.
Like, the most...
Well, that's why when we got Phillips,
I couldn't believe it.
Well, he must have came because he came from the Chargers.
Yeah, because he bumped around a bunch of
because
teams.
Because I feel like...
Maybe it was the Chargers, not the Cardinals.
And there was a bit of them like, oh, well, we did get Rodney.
Yeah.
Like, they do kind of do that where they're like, all right, we got this guy. Like, they end up getting stuck in like a
he is. Thing. There's no... I mean, Steve Gregory is 5'8", like 190.
I hated him.
He was not... I mean, he's not built to be a Patriots safety or at safety in the NFL. He's probably selling insurance right now. Or I heard he's one of those coach on the field types that Belichick likes so much. Like, what's his name? The fucking idiot that they drafted.
Richards.
Jordan Richards,
bringing his name up again on the podcast.
But, like, that's the thing. Like, Belichick, like, coach on the field. Like, that's what you always hear when, like, they draft someone. He's like, his teammates call him a coach on the field.
How about...
I don't want a coach on the field. I want a fucking thug on the field ready to fucking take someone's throat or snag their chain.
How about...
Give me Aqib Talib.
Instead of a coach on the field, we'll just take any player that's supposed to be on the field when he's supposed to be on the
someone
field.
That
how about Winovich?
Someone's talent level is appropriate.
No, but the fact that Winovich was not on the field this week.
Yeah.
They went up a third and 7 with 10 guys on the field. And it was 2 missed tackles.
That was his fault, I think. I think 100%. Winovich just didn't go on the field.
He came off the field.
Yeah. And then they were just like, so it was 10 men, ran for first down, and then he played like 10 snaps the rest of the game. Best edge defender we have.
No, false.
Well, I mean, him and John Simon.
I mean, Simon did, I mean, he's, yeah. But even him, like, he had two or three plays where you're like, dude, like, that's not...
Well, they're fucking...
They're all trying to play hero football, and that's the opposite of Patriot defense. Like, as soon as
you
start doing that, it's over.
Anthony Jennings was thrown to the wolves.
He
was getting fucking obliterated.
One time, there was a clear, like, a sweep, and he tried to go under the polling guard to try to make a sack and try to tackle the guy. It's like, that is stuff you learn, like, when you're, like, That's obviously not going to work. Yeah. Like, it's just not. Like,
they were running toss sweep on us like the fucking Gloucester fishermen ran toss sweep on us in high school.
Zero linebackers to ever step up and make a play.
No. And they had a fucking, their backup linebacker, who was their second true linebacker, Torres Peck.
That didn't even affect me because when
I didn't even know he was hurt because I don't know if he's ever played.
He doesn't. He never makes up. And Bentley is, he's in like three gaps at once, and he's in no gaps.
Yeah, it's like he's another one that's like, okay, you look, you think he's like a throwback linebacker who's just like Landon Roberts, except for a little bit bigger. You know, slower than Roberts,
smarter,
bigger, and a little bit smarter than Roberts. And he's like a leader type, but he's also not good enough. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know if it's, I think he has zero help. Like, Hightower not playing this year is almost bigger than losing Brady. Because I don't know how much Brady would have really truly helped this offense, but Hightower would.
Do you remember?
I mean, that's exactly what they're missing, is a big middle linebacker that can rush
that
and blitz.
That knows
and,
what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
That can run a defense, fucking orchestrate it. Like, Devin McCourty's trying to figure it all out at safety, and he's teaching fucking Adrian Phillips, who's not a linebacker, to play like linebacker. He's got two rookies. You know what I mean? There's nobody back there that with any help anymore.
Jason McCourty, and when you're like, oh, why did they almost cut Jason McCourty? It's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
He is fucking done. That guy can't make a single play.
I'm telling you, they're just using him as like a, like, keep J.C. Jackson's ego in check. Like, they're just going to continue to keep
what
Jason McCourty in front of him until J.C. is like,
how many picks does he have to get until
he's... I don't know. But
like,
he's,
that pick again,
he's
it's like
the
he
best
just goes
player
up
in the secondary.
Gets balls, yeah.
He's literally the best player in the secondary.
Which
right
is
now.
Why I would have no problem. Like, I would sign J.C.
But you'd have to, exactly. That would be the only...
Trey Gilmore, and Jonathan Jones is not as good as he thinks he is. We learned that this fucking week.
He's okay. He's
he
a
played
good slot.
Great 2 weeks ago.
He's a good slot guy. And Jo'Wan Williams. I mean, if we're running down the fucking thing here, you drafted Jo'Wan Williams because he's 6'4". And fast to match up against elite or just good tight ends and tall wide receivers and like pick and choose. I mean, you had him on Kelsey a few times. You had him against Waller a few times. And he didn't play a single down this week.
Who? I mean, the only
so
ball
many
I
weird,
caught...
weird fucking decisions they made. Like fucking James White played like six snaps. What were we doing?
Kittle caught that ball in that out. On Gilmore.
On Gilmore, yeah.
Can you remember another catch he made?
Yeah, he was making like just little dink and dunk, like 6-7 yard catches the whole game, getting first downs. And he was
like
throwing people out of the club.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah. But there was just no, I don't know. They were just bullied. And it was even worse coming off the fucking loss against, you know, against the Chiefs, you're like, all right, well, I mean, they had no chance against the Chiefs. If you're talking about Super Bowl champions on the road without your quarterback who gets COVID the day before, you're flying fucking same day. Okay, excuses. Maybe one of the best games you played all year, even though there are all these excuses and you lost. The next week, you fucking come in, drop a dud against one of the worst teams in the league.
Which I feel like, yeah, that was another game where like, all right,
you
didn't
practice,
blah, 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 boopity beep,
but then
whatever.
You get back and have all these practices against a team that just got beat bad at home to Miami, and they come all the way across country, and you fucking get annihilated.
Annihilated. Yeah, I mean, it was bad. It was I mean, I honestly don't, I think.
There was not one positive. There was so, the coaches were bad, the players were bad. And I don't know where you improve. I mean, you have to go back to
coaching,
basics.
Coaching, I thought, was
I'm telling
the worst.
You, it has to be taken, like, literally they have to take Cam. This Jed Fish and fucking Josh McDaniels need to take Cam and just be like, listen, you, this is it. This is the offense. They got to be like, remember when they got Antonio Brown and they brought him in and they were like, here's like 15 plays, right? You know what I mean? The Patriots playbook, who knows how long? Fucking 200-something plays, probably. They brought Antonio Brown, and was like, here's 15 of them. Learn them. And he'd go in, and he'd run a quick fucking, you know, a slant, be wide open. You know, just do that. Just fucking give him the fucking small plays. Be like, okay, we're going to run this fucking, this 0-dog 26.
What did we hear all preseason about Cam Newton? The most we've heard about him. Well, not, like, the biggest thing we heard about him was, this guy is a leader. This guy's an alpha.
Yeah.
This guy's a, you know, he just takes control. This guy works hard.
I think he's
this
taking.
This guy knows everyone's name.
I'm telling you, I think the coaching is making a mistake.
Yes.
Because they're
none
not
of your
letting him.
All you heard about him was his play. Yeah. All you heard was about his personality, which is Like, yeah, at some should point, he you be can, on Fox?
You can say all the right things.
He should be on Fox.
I could say all the right things, too, but I'm still going to get fired if I don't do anything.
He's all personality. He's all charisma. He's all of
he
that.
Takes, he
but
takes...
But his ability is just,
Is it, though? Or is it just fucking, like... Why do people love him so much? Like, if you look on the internet, people are like, "Fucking Cam, man, Cam's the best." Because
his personality—he's remember... bigger than what he's smiled. You see
but is
teeth?
He though? Because like, I think they just remember that gate that year at Auburn. Like, they're like, "This guy's unstoppable. He's a Superman, and he does the Superman shit, and he's okay. You know, he's good for a couple years in Carolina.
15-1. I mean, that's nothing. Like,
but the defense was stacked, but
and he was. It was the same as like Omar, where he was just like a stud. He was scoring rushing touchdowns like up the yin yang.
Why can't he do that now?
Oh, he's 1,000 years old.
No, but he was. That was what 2000 and that was Super Bowl 50. So we're at Super Bowl 54. So it was That was 3.5 years ago, and he had to be put back together, you know, his foot and his shoulder, but, I mean, you're only 31.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, you're only 31.
He had Greg Olsen, Kelvin Benjamin, some fucking players that were pretty good.
No, the problem is
that... I'm telling you that they won't let him run. That's what I'm telling you the problem
I think
is. They're literally taking his biggest threat away from him. That's why he sits there and holds the ball so long.
I honestly think, though, it's part of him thinks he's a passing, like, he can throw.
Well, he can throw if it's fucking simple. Like, no one's, I don't want you going out there and throwing Tom Brady has to fit in a fucking 6-inch window 40 yards down the field ball. Throw to these easy fucking outs and shit.
Which is, ironically, like, what the best quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, was he good at throwing a 30-yard bomb? No. He was the best at throwing a 6-yard pass.
Yeah.
Like, he made...
He knows where to put it so the guy can run after it.
Yeah. Do the simple things good.
Yeah.
Rafael Nadal, right there. Quote. Boom. How do you like that?
I didn't know that.
Rafael Nadal, do the simple things great.
Seen a grown man naked?
But honestly, here's what I would like. I'd like them to come out... Are they playing Sunday, Monday? When are they playing?
They're playing Sunday at Buffalo at 1 o'clock.
Love it.
The wind is supposed to be 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts.
I hope it's a
conducive to not running, to not throwing the ball.
I hope it's 1,000 miles an hour. Because what I want them to do is come out
and
run the ball.
By the way, Buffalo has like the fourth or fifth worst running defense in the league.
Run the ball the first 10 plays of the game.
Don't.
And if that doesn't work... Then if you
lose, it's
not your fault. Yeah. But do not come out and throw the ball. If you come out and throw the ball, then you don't know if you should have won or lost because you didn't put your best foot forward. So you just came out and panicked.
They really think, I mean, Belichick really goes out of his way to defend Cam. And he looked legitimately upset that he had to bench him in this game. Like, he just kept putting him out there and he's like, listen. Do you see him? He went over there and tapped him on his leg. Like, it's over for you today. Yeah. Like, Cam was so distraught, and he's like, that's it. He's a great leader, and he knows what people need to hear, and what, you know, he knew Brady thrived with, like, disrespect
little
and shit
petty
like that.
Comments.
Yeah,
and little, like,
exactly. Yeah. Disrespect. And he knows Cam needs positive reinforcement. So, like, he's just a different guy around him. So it's just fucking interesting to watch him kind of go about that. And you could. It's the fucking, the Brady versus Belichick shit is just fucking piling up already.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot, but it's funny that, you know, obviously the Pats have their worst game of the year.
Yeah.
As Brady's throwing
literally
400 yards, four
touchdowns. He's an MVP candidate. I mean, if you'd have to be stupid to not think Brady was going to be electric this year. I knew he was going to be great.
I didn't think he was going to be this good.
I did. I knew he was. You know what? And I'm reversing course on Gronk too because now he's good again, and
Gronk,
I'm fucking really pissed off at him.
Yeah, he looks young,
but he's
and
getting
good.
Quick. He's getting into breaks. He's open on crossing routes.
It's weird though too because a little bit of you is like, well, you know, the Patriots' struggles last year would have been a lot better. They would have been a lot better if Gronk was. He would have solved
if you
a
had this
lot
Gronk.
Of problems.
Yeah, if you had this Gronk.
Yeah.
But not last year's Gronk.
Well, he didn't play last year.
Well, 2 years ago.
Well, then
Gronk,
the other
I mean.
Thing was Jared Cook, who was supposed to sign with the Patriots.
Didn't, because he thought Gronk was coming back, right?
And that's another thing where you're like, well, that would have helped a lot.
Yeah, any tight end
that explains why they had fucking two of the worst tight ends of all time last year. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot where you just
they
like,
fucked
oh,
that
the
up.
Fucker.
They fucked up the whole tight end thing, but it's all tied back to Gronk quitting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all tied back to, like, they literally should have traded him to Detroit.
And
fucking
who cares? He let, like, it felt like Brady felt a little let down. Like, Brady felt off last year. He didn't feel like he, I mean, Edelman
I'm telling
was there,
you
but,
right now, I don't want to cut you off, but I'm telling you right now that in my heart of hearts, and I love Tom Brady like I love anything, God, my parents, my kids, I'm telling you right now that Tom Brady knew he was leaving after last year, and he told Robert Gronkowski to sit out a year. Gronk put on the show like he was retired, going on all these fucking, like, you know, Fox fucking NFL,
you know what?
NFL, you know, WWE things, did these little fucking games, fucking New Year's Eve, and he came back, the fucking, what was it, 2 months after he said he went to Tampa, he was unretired. Here, 2-3 months max.
The one argument I'll give is that I've never seen someone everyone was so sure was going to be great on a game day show be so bad. I mean, if he had any
analysis to him.
What?
He's got no analysis to him.
This is it.
He's all personality.
And he's not, he has no, he's like, he has no, like, skill at being funny. I mean, we know
he's
like being on this
podcast.
He's
funny, like, because he's frat boy funny, like dumb shit, like fucking
yeah.
Run through a wall.
Like, are we laughing at him or
yeah,
with
no,
him
no,
type
like,
funny? Like, he's
slide
not.
Slide down a, like a, like, you know, like
there's
a mountain
no
with no shirt on. Like,
yeah.
That's funny that you're doing that. That's
he's not
funny.
Clever.
But
he's not
a quick-witted person. Like, he's kind of like Deion Sanders with less, like,
no, well,
less, way less, like, mouth to him. You know what I mean? Like, they have these bigger-than-life football personalities, but, like, he can't talk like Deion can talk.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even know who he's like. Like,
there's no one
like
him.
He's like Rikishi if Rikishi had to talk a lot. Like, you would never make Rikishi talk. He was like, Rikishi just shook his ass, and that was it. Like, but it was only because Rikishi was big and fat that we liked him.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thought, I was like, the thought of him, like, they were saying he can go be, like, the next Hollywood star when he was retired. I was
like,
no, like,
he was going to be Michael Strahan. Like, Michael Strahan is a genius. Like, that guy is fucking, that guy is out of this world talented. Like,
people
Good
really
Morning
thought,
America, Kelly Ripa Show, Fox Sunday, like, everything.
I got into fights with so many people on Twitter because they were like, it was just like, wrestling is 99.9% being funny and good on the microphone. Rob Gronkowski can't talk. He giggles through everything. He doesn't say anything funny, but he just giggles and says stupid shit. And you're like, that's funny. He can never do, like, The Rock. You can never be The Rock on the mic. That's insane.
The only wrestler who ever made it off ability was, who's that little Mexican that wore the mask?
Rey Mysterio?
That's the only guy ever. Every single other guy ever.
Has he ever said a word in wrestling history?
Every single other, and that's why I called him Rikishi, because I don't remember Rikishi talking. Every other guy was like, they were charismatic. They had skill, like, they could control the crowd. Like, they could do more than you realize.
Yeah.
Where Gronk was just, he just is what he is. And I like Gronk. I don't hate him.
No, the light on him in my eyes has dimmed quite a bit, because I loved him as a player, loved him on the Patriots more than anything. Fucking besides Brady, I probably my favorite Patriot of all time. But you're looking at him right now, and I'm seeing a guy that clearly came out to fucking out of retirement and is running routes like he did fucking 4 years ago. He's quick. He's all of a sudden his super arm is healed. Doesn't need any pads in his arm. His back is fine. And we're supposed to believe this is CBD oil. His super CBD oil fixed him. Fucking faking it 2 years ago, and he was not really retired last year. He just wanted a vacation. He wanted to be, like, not away from, he didn't want to be with Belichick anymore. I think that's obvious, because Belichick was going to trade him to Detroit, and then basically he got stuck with him that year, because he was like, I'm done with this guy. He wanted more money, whatever, and he was,
which,
it just doesn't make sense to me in my mind that the Super Bowl against the Eagles, he was the best player on the field, dominating, throwing people around, catching the ball, scoring touchdowns, and best player on the field, and then 4 months later, he's terrible. You know what I mean? Slow, can't move.
Like, that last season where, I mean, he had those big catches against Kansas City and Philadelphia, like, I mean, in the Rams.
Yeah.
He had it in him, but he
didn't
have that drive that you need to have consistently. Where it seems like he kind of has it back a little bit. Like,
it was the point that he wanted to win a Super Bowl, but didn't want to do didn't want to dominate anymore. You know what I mean? He didn't want to go out there and have every game be focal point Rob Gronkowski. It was never going to be 2011 Rob Gronkowski. It was always going to be, okay, I'll block fucking 40 times a game, and then when they need me, I'll fucking be the best player in the field because I'll get that Super Bowl and then fucking retire and then come back in a year and win another one in Tampa.
You think?
Yeah, I know it. I know that he turned it on when he wanted to turn it on. Do I think they'll win? Probably. They have like a top five defense and a top...
Is it top five?
Yeah, they're dominating everybody.
But I mean, that one safety who hits hard, who's like kind of like fat, that guy's good.
Yeah.
They have a decent defensive line. I can't name the linebacker.
The linebackers are insane.
Who?
Levante David is like lightning fast. They have Devin White. Levante David? I don't know. He's been in the league a while. I think, I don't know. He's like the fastest linebacker in the league. Him. They got Devin White, the kid from LSU, who's a stud.
Yeah.
Oh, Shaq Barrett, Jason Pierre-Paul, who's got to be 60 at this point. I don't know how old he is. But they got young corners that are good. I don't know.
Probably
they're going to get as good a chance as anybody.
I mean, yeah,
they're going to win their division and probably have a home game. If they get the number one seed, they don't have to leave Tampa. The Super Bowl's in Tampa. They don't have to leave.
Are they doing the bubble?
Are they? I don't know.
Whatever. I hear a lot of talk playoffs are going to be a bubble.
All I know is that the Super Bowl's in Tampa. If Tom Brady wins his division, I mean, who's good in the NFC? They already beat the Packers.
Well, the good teams are Seattle, Arizona.
Seattle, okay.
Arizona's
Seattle's
good.
Got a loss. Arizona's pretty good. But I don't, I mean, could Brady beat all of them? 100%.
And the Packers are good.
Packers good, but Brady just demolished them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Bears beat them. But do you think the Bears are going to be good for the whole season? They'll probably choke. They lost like yesterday, didn't they?
They got smoked, yeah.
On Monday, they got beat by somebody.
I mean, I don't know. I think the Pats are in trouble. It's weird that they didn't spend their money. That's a big talking point that...
Well, you get to roll it over, and then the cap's going to go down because of the fucking the lost revenue on the stadiums. So think about it now. Now you got $30 million more because you don't have to sign a quarterback. So you could draft one.
Wait. What do you mean they roll it over and it goes? So if they don't spend money this year, they get to use it next year?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're kind of like a little of Belichick is probably like, because think about who they brought in.
Nobody.
Phillips.
Adrian Phillips, yeah.
The only player they brought in.
Right. And they're going to get a third round pick for Brady. They're going to get a third round pick for Kyle Van Noy. They'll probably get a fifth round pick for fucking Jamie Collins. They're going to get a lot of. Because they lost a third-round pick for that fucking stupid Cincinnati Bengal thing, didn't they? Or was that last year? I don't even remember.
So, they're going to have a lot of money next year. So, a little of me thinks that...
But who's even a good free agent? And you know that Belichick doesn't sign big free agents, except for Stephon Gilmore.
Periodically, he does, though. Yeah. Like, he'll when bring in guys. Like, he brought in... I mean, Trent Brown was...
Well, he traded for him, didn't he? And he wasn't a big money guy. No. He was fucking cheap. He was dirt cheap, and he was just good. Roosevelt Colvin was a big one.
They brought in Collins this year.
Adelius Thomas was big. Year. I mean, there's nobody that they ever like. They never outpay another team. You know what I mean?
And Chung, they brought back.
You know how much harder it's going to be to attract free agents to a team without a quarterback?
Is it, though? Like, there's still going to be a level of.
It's going to be more money than it used to be. People took less money to come play with Brady, and that's just a fact.
But who? Like odd, like weird guys like Lawrence Guy? Do you think he's a guy who took less money? Like, they're still going to be able to attract the right guys for the right money because think about people who got paid to go play elsewhere. Like,
yeah.
That still happens on the defense, and it's still going to happen. Like,
it is. Defensively, I think you'll still be able to, like, people are still going to be enamored with playing on a Belichick defense and like getting your name because the Patriots are still, you know,
that defense
for as bad
is
as they are,
still loaded. Like they had a bad game, kind of like they tried to win the game on defense, and you can't do that. So they're gonna watch the tape and be like, "Hey, listen, like,
tone it down.
We know it's bad on offense, but do what we can. We don't need to do more than we can. Settle down, and we'll see what happens." Like,
yeah.
Look at Seattle. That's probably the game they're going to point to and be like, look, if the offense needs to make plays, like, maybe they can make plays at the end of games. Like,
they just, I mean, it's
that would have been a fucking turn. Imagine if we had that win.
I know.
What
they could, I mean, what would you think their record would be right now if they had Brady? And Brady didn't get COVID before the Chiefs game.
Yeah, it's weird because... who are their wins against? The Rams?
They beat the Dolphins and the Raiders.
Which, I mean, they ran the ball. Seattle, I don't think they would have.
Why?
They were one yard
behind beating them. You don't think Brady makes that final play?
Wasn't there... Didn't the defense made a pick... I don't know if they would.
I could make an excuse that they would be. The only time the defense was beat up badly was in Seattle and against San Francisco. They definitely would have beat the Broncos with Brady, 100%. They probably would have beaten.
Yeah, because the defense played.
They probably would have beat Seattle, and I think they'd be.
You know what the problem
they'd
is?
They'd be probably 5-1 right
the,
now.
The weird, which doesn't make any sense, because you're watching what Brady's. They would run the ball more if they had Brady right now. Which doesn't make any fucking sense because Brady's a better passer. So why would you run the ball more if you had Brady?
I don't know. But they'd be running.
It would happen.
But they'd run successful screen passes too.
They would do that.
Which for some reason they just didn't do last week.
The second half drive that they started off with.
Yeah.
Just everything was quick. Throwing the ball on first down in the red zone with a quarterback who can't throw the ball is the dumbest thing you can do.
Could you tell me who scored the last Patriots touchdown?
They scored a touchdown against Denver, and it was Cam run it?
Cam ran it, yeah.
Yeah.
So who's the last time, who caught the last Patriots touchdown?
I think we talked about this last week, and I forgot.
You can't remember because they have. I think
Harry caught one.
Harry caught it. It was Harry that got the last receiving touchdown. They have three passing touchdowns on the year. Three. One of them is to a fullback. One of them is to N'Keal Harry by Stidham, and the other one was to Burkhead on a screen.
It's just bad.
Have you ever seen a passing offense like this? They're dead last or close to last in giveaways.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if you look at turnovers, they're second or third on defense in turnovers.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're still negative.
Yeah, they're negative
two. It doesn't make you...
They're negative two and have...
It's fucking frustrating.
Whatever they have. They have 12 takeaways and 14 giveaways, which Tom Brady has never had... I don't think they ever had a season where was more than 15, and they have 14 already.
And the other thing is,
even Bledsoe didn't give away the ball this much.
Hoyer, who you do you even call him giveaways, but getting sacked twice in field goal range.
He fumbled once. One of them was a fumble. One of them was just a turnover on downs. I don't know if that counts.
Well, I think the clock ran out. Was it turnover on downs or the clock ran out?
No, turnover on downs, and one of them was a fumble. No, you're right. You're right. Clock ran out.
And that's another is that a turnover? So you could add that to the turnover list.
Yeah.
It
is garbage all the way through. I mean, there's no other way to polish a turd, as they say. But I mean,
run the ball and start Stidham. That's it. That's how I feel.
You're gonna start Stidham. They're not gonna start Stidham.
Belichick
is all in on the Cam experience right
but
now.
But it's over, unless you decide to run the ball.
They've had glimpses when they all gelled together, like the Oakland Raiders game. Blew them up.
Run the ball.
Yeah, run it. Exactly. That's what they did. Ran all over Miami. Ran all over fucking Oakland. They even ran well against fucking Seattle and threw all over them. Ran well against Kansas City without a quarterback.
The fucking ball. Yeah,
you have to run, but Cam is the key to it all. No one's respecting the other guys at all. I'm telling you, people are enamored with Cam Newton's skill set. Even if there was a percentage of it left, they're enamored with the size of him. He's like a gladiator.
He wears
pads on his shins. You know, he just looks like
I never saw anyone wear, you know how they wear those hexagon fucking pads on your thigh? He wears it on his tricep.
He wears them everywhere. Shins, triceps,
I've never seen that before.
He's the most padded person ever.
I loved it. I was into it.
He's the most padded person in the league.
Which I was the most padded guy of all time, Pop Warner. I had rib guards and fucking elbow and shin guards.
My mom used to make me wear those old school, they were John Hanna forearm pads.
I rocked those.
Why?
Yeah. I rock the ones that came over the hand to protect your knuckles. Yeah, like I rock everything. From the knuckle to the elbow guards. Like
my mom was
I
like, "You need these." I was like, "I don't need these."
I was the opposite. Yeah. My dad's like, "Would you take those off?" Yeah. I'm like,
"Damn, you look like a fucking asshole." I didn't want to wear. My mom literally made me wear them. By the time I got to high school, I took out every single pad in my legs. I played.
Oh, you're that guy?
I was offensive line and defensive end, and I didn't wear any leg pads.
Oh, I was
just completely gave. I was just wearing spandex and uppers the whole time.
And, that was not me. Yeah. I was fucking. Do you have bigger knee pads? Maybe ones that cover the shin.
I hated. I was like I said. I was like a Deion Sanders guy. Like I wanted to be. I wanted to like look the part while I was out there. So I had like the wristbands on.
You probably had neck roll,
bandanas. No, I wore bandanas under my helmet. Fuck. I just wanted to look good, and I didn't like that the hip pads came out of my pants.
Oh, everyone.
And I didn't like that, and I didn't like that the ass pad was like made my ass look fat. So I was like, nope, not gonna do it. So I just stopped wearing them.
Oh, you didn't go hip pads or ass pad?
No.
None
of that shit. How bad is it gonna hurt if you get hit in the hip with by a shoulder pad or a helmet? Doesn't hurt.
All right, predictions for this week.
Let's see. I'm telling you, Cam, this is it. This is it now. They lose this game. Season's over. There's no coming back from 2-5 and like 3 games back in the division. They're not going to get a wild card unless they go off in the second half, and they still got to play the Ravens. They got to play the Chargers, the Rams on the road on a Sunday, Thursday. They're going to play Buffalo again, play Miami on the road. So they don't win this game. They're fucking, in my mind, I think they're toast. So I don't think they're going to win. I think they're going to get beat again pretty badly too. And I think I just think that Buffalo has had it out for the Patriots for so long, and they just finally have a chance. It just helps that there's no fans there, but I think they're going to lose like 27-12. I just have no confidence in the offense right now. Even though they have crazy wins and all this shit, I don't know if Josh Allen can throw the ball like
that. Is Sony Michel back?
No, not that I've heard of. I think it's just going to be the Damian Harris show.
All right. I don't give up on this team yet.
I don't either, but my prediction is they're going to get lose this game, and then I do give up on them.
There was enough there last week in a bad loss. I mean, in an ugly loss and a horrendous, like everything, nothing went good.
Yeah.
Where I think they're not done. I don't think they're done. I think they're a wild card team. Easy.
Yeesh.
I think that
I'd love to see him flip the script. I'd love to listen. There's nothing I want more than Cam to be good because he looks so good out there.
24-16 Patriots
win in a victory,
and
I need it
by enough. I mean, I think the defense is good enough to do that. So if they settle down and the offense can just run the ball early,
yeah,
everything else works. When you run the ball and you let the defense rest, they'll make plays, so just stay in it, offense.
Read a stat.
Early touchdown.
Read a stat today that this is the first time that the Patriots are underdogs to an AFC East team since the year 2001. Sorry, in 2001.
No.
First time they've been an underdog to the yes.
No, they're a dog Facts. To the... They were dog... I remember this game distinctly.
A true dog.
They were a dog to the Bills when they went into Buffalo and won like 40.
Oh, yeah.
40
right.
something, 30 play. Something.
Yeah, exactly. When was that?
Like 4 years ago.
No.
They were a dog to the Bills like 4 years ago.
Really?
In Buffalo. Yeah.
Oh, I thought
Steven Jackson was still the running back.
Oh, God.
Steven Jackson was great for a couple years.
Yeah, yeah.
I won a fantasy league with Steven Jackson.
I can see how a white girl can fall for him.
Anyway, so that's my pick. Listen, people keep telling me to fucking promote the YouTube. I never do. So Malcolm Go Patriots Podcast on YouTube. It's actually getting more listens than it used to. I never ever promoted it, but it's on there. Come listen to us on there. Tell your friends. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Rate it on iTunes, Spotify, anything. Get asked Brady Disciple, and maybe it's Tyler. And we'll see you next week, and we'll either...
We'll have a new president by next podcast.
Will we? Oh, wow.
Supposedly.
What do you pick? Who do you think is going to win?
If I had to pick?
Yeah, if you had to pick.
I honestly changed my mind this week. I think Trump's winning again.
I do think Trump's going to win again.
I had Trump in the last election.
And you know why I think Trump's going to win? Is it's a stupid reason, but I was looking at Offset's, you know, from the Migos, his Instagram, and he was like, come vote for Biden or whatever. And he was just saying something stupid, you know, rapping about it. And I just looked on the comments, and it was just all, fuck nah, Trump, 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 Trump. And they were all black people. And I was like, I can't believe that.
Well, yeah.
I think it's hidden so far below that you don't have any idea.
That and, oddly enough, it's like, it's kind of like a comedian thing. Yeah, where like
people just want to see more.
Well, there's comics that you're like, oh, that person like seems like, I guess that person's famous. And then they have like 9 people at their show. And you're like, well, that person seems like everyone loves them. And then there's other comics that you're like, who's this guy? And he's like, has like fucking packed 45,000 every show. Like Trump, I mean, granted he has an act at this point. Like his doing stadiums is like, he's doing comedy and he's crushing.
He is crushing.
He's the funniest guy in the state. But I mean, his rallies are outrageous.
Does have like, he will get like 35,000 at a rally, and then you'll see a Joe Biden one in like Western Pennsylvania with 11 people in chalk circles.
So that's the thing. I wonder if instead of doing Joe Biden rallies, if they did anti-Trump rallies, if you'd get the same turnout, which I think
you'd have to be in certain areas. That's like a 6 location thing. That's like Los Angeles, New York City, like Boston.
If you did anti-Trump rallies, it could rival the pro.
So
Trump rally. So
election
instead
day
of pro,
is Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Instead of pro Biden rallies. Yeah.
So election day is Tuesday. So the world could be burning by the time we record our next pod.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, it would be. So and then maybe the Patriots season wouldn't matter anymore.
That'd be ideal.
We can just fast forward and the NFL season gets canceled.
If
and,
they lose, we're rooting for Trump to win the election. Yeah. If they
just
win,
let it burn.
If they upset Buffalo in Buffalo,
we must keep
come
it
on,
going.
Biden.
All right. So we'll see you next week, hopefully. Go Pats, go.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, 2 to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted! Intercepted by Malcolm Butler! Butler has it at the 1! Malcolm Butler!
And Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is intercepted! It's off! Tyrone, 30, 25, 20, 15, touchdown! Kicks it off and takes it to the house! Lewis,
for Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap, ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the league.
Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. Right. You're
the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.